Hey, there we go. All right, week two, we're already off to a fun start, okay? In talking about this whole idea of that everyone needs relational help. Every single person needs relational help, okay? So you're not alone. You don't have to sit here and feel like, oh, I must be a failure because I need relational help. We all need relational help, and that's what I wanted to stress. And that this is not a marriage series, okay? This is gonna help in all sorts of different relationships. In friendships, helping you with your kids, helping those of you with parents, all right, helping in all sorts of different things, including marriages. But I won't want you to think it's just a marriage series. I want you to think of this as relationships, and I'm going to help get better relationally by looking at this. And remember I told you, and I love this statement. In fact, I heard this probably over 20 years ago, right? It's very simple. If you always do what you've always done, you always get what you've always gotten. There's a reason we started this year saying we wanted the verse for the church to be God is going to do something new, right? We didn't want to do what we've always done, okay, because we were seeing some results that needed to be changed. Okay, the same thing is true in relationships. If you're going to just do what you've always done, then don't be surprised when you get the same results, okay? If you want some different results, we got to do something different. And so that's what this is about. I got to do something different. We all need help relationally. So what are we going to do that's going to be different so that we don't always do what we've always done and get the same results and ultimately be frustrated because we get the same results. Okay, so last week was all about assumptions and expectations. We had all sorts of fun with that, didn't we? Okay, and then this past week was we were supposed to look for where we were making assumptions and where were we making expectations, okay? We're supposed to start looking for those in relationships. Now, I don't know how your week went, okay? Let me just tell you, I had some moments where I couldn't get out of my own head. Anybody recognize that? Anybody been there, okay? Where you're just like, oh my goodness, all right? And I don't know, I knew I had a problem, okay? So we're just going to be real this morning. I knew I had a problem last week. I know I really have a problem this week, okay? Because this is all about, I told you, if you just preach on what you do wrong, you always have lots of material, okay? And so that's where this comes out of, just a lot of my own issues with this, my own struggles with this, and I saw a lot of that this week, okay? My poor wife, you should pray for her, okay? And that's just the way it is, okay? So if you were like me and you saw some of that this week, went, wow, I didn't know it was there. I didn't know it was under the surface. I didn't know it kept showing up over and over again. In fact, some texts with some of you this week, so you were like, oh, am I assuming something, right? Probably never would have thought that, never would have even imagined that, but because we were talking about it, kind of got brought up to the surface, that's all of a sudden what we started to see. And so where did you see those surfacing this past week? Where did they show up? What relationships did they show up in? And now that you've seen it, this is going to help a lot more because now we're ready, right? We're ready to know, okay, so how do I move forward and do something different and do something better and help build these relationships better than I have been doing? So that's why it's important that we had last week and just started looking for the areas that we need to see this stuff surfacing so we're ready for what we need to do to change that. What do I do with the gaps? Now, what am I talking about gaps? This is what we're going to talk about this morning. I'm going to talk about the gap between what is said and what really happens. Okay, so all the parents in the room, right? Kids get a license, be home at 10. It's 10:15, it's 10:30. Now, I know in our modern days, we just get out our phones, and we track them, right? Where are they? What are they doing? Why aren't they home, okay? And, right, for the kid with the license, they're like, what's the big deal? It's 20 minutes, right? No, that's a lifetime, okay? That's a lifetime in parent years, okay, that 20 minutes, okay? And you might not think it's a big deal, and I don't understand why my parents are making such a deal out of it, because there's a gap. There's a gap. There's a gap between what you said, and in fact, what you agreed to, and then what really happens, okay? And we don't like gaps. Gaps are bad for relationships, if you haven't figured that out, okay? They are bad for relationships, okay? Guys in the room, can we talk to the men and online, okay, who are also watching? Guys, we have a problem, okay? Maybe you have the same problem I do, okay? You promise your wife to get stuff done over and over and over again, right? And your wife doesn't want to nag you, okay? And that's what it seems like. And you're like, well, I intended to get it done. You don't understand. There's complications. I need new tools, right? There's always something that comes up. But there's a gap. And if you ever wonder, why does she freak out? So what if I didn't get the stupid faucet changed this weekend? Does it really matter? What matters is the gap, okay? The gap. We make promises, and then we don't deliver. And we don't think anything of it. That's a big deal. It's a faucet. It's not a faucet. It's a gap. You're not 15 minutes late. It's a gap. It's not just about money that we thought was in there and it's not in there. It's a gap. Okay? There's gaps. There's gaps all over place. In every relationship, there's going to be a gap, okay? Because we are imperfect people. We don't keep our word 100% of the time. There are gaps. What are you going to do with those gaps? That's what we want to talk about this morning, because what causes all those assumptions, what causes that, and what leads those to just getting out of control are gaps. What are you going to do with the gaps? What should we do with the gaps? And if you don't recognize, some of your relationships are in trouble because of the gaps. And again, you might think they're no big deal. It's no big deal. It's a gap. And a gap is a big deal because it's causing a lot of stress on your relationship. In this area, trust. If a gap ruins everything, ruins something more than anything else, it ruins trust. Okay? So it's not just the faucet, it's trust. If you don't do the faucet when you said you would do it, how do I expect you to do something else that's bigger and more important when you say you will do it? See, it's not just about the faucet, it's the gap. And gaps are places where trust will either show up or will be absent. And when it's absent in a relationship, it's a huge deal. And that's how relationships crumble. That's how they fall apart. That's where everything begins to spiral, because of those gaps and the lack of trust that happens in many relationships, okay? And here's what you need to know about trust. Trust is built over time, and it's destroyed in seconds. It is the craziest thing you've ever seen, okay? It takes years, years, and years. And my goodness, you can take it out in no time, okay? We've been here, December will be 26 years, okay? The tree in the backyard, if you've noticed this morning, those online don't know this, but there's a tree in our backyard, okay, that is dying thanks to whatever stupid insect it is that's killing all these trees, okay? And so that tree was, I don't know how tall, 26 years ago, and it's taken a long time. And it's coming down fast, I'll tell you that much. I'm like, whoa, okay? It doesn't take very long to come down, okay? It takes a longer time to grow and flourish and be as big as it is. And that's what you need to know. Trust is built over time, but destroyed in seconds. Let me tell you, nobody's gonna walk out of here today and all of a sudden fix everything that you've destroyed, okay? It is going to take time. But if you don't build it and you don't work on this over time, then you're not going to be anywhere productive. You're not going to be in a better place. Here's what I want you to know, that when he wrote this incredible piece in what we call 1 Corinthians 13, it was just his letter to the Corinth church. When he talked about love, he said it always protects, it always trusts. That love is a place that's going to put trust in gaps. That it looks for trust. And you're going to see this all idea. Okay, so if your relationship wants to be about a loving relationship, guess what's necessary in that relationship? Trust. Because love does what? It trusts. It always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. It always trusts. And sometimes we don't connect those two. You would say, of course I love my spouse. Yeah, but does your spouse trust you? Because that should happen if you love your spouse, right? You ought to care about the gaps If you care and you make statements that you love them, you ought to care about those gaps, because those gaps are not communicating love, okay? They're communicating the opposites, because trust isn't there. So how do we bring trust into our relationships, okay? Trust is a choice. So you're going to choose two things this morning that we're going to talk about. You're going to choose to trust and try to put trust into those gaps when those gaps take place, by believing the best instead of assuming the worst, those assumptions that get us in so much trouble, okay? And then you're going to choose to be trustworthy, okay? It's two things, okay? It's both sides. I'm going to choose to trust when there's a gap and believe the best instead of assuming the worst. And then I'm going to choose to be a trustworthy person. And that means I'm not just going to make these flippant promises, okay? Oh, she's bothering me again about doing it. Yeah, I'll do it, right? And we just make this flippant promise, okay? We don't want to do that, because now what we understand is we're creating gaps. And gaps are causing a lack of trust. And it's causing us not to be trustworthy. And it's causing a lot of stress and a lot of strain in our relationships. You know what Jesus taught in Luke? Treat others in the same way that you would want them to treat you. How important is this, that we build trust and that we end up in our relationships having that mutual trust? Because we're gonna choose to trust and we're gonna choose to be trustworthy. Okay? There's five commitments. And in fact, you don't have to write these down if you don't want to, okay? I got some cards here to make this simple, okay? I put some of them on the back, okay? And I will lay the rest right up here, okay? So you don't have to write this down. You don't have to screenshots, okay? The screen every time you want to. You don't be at home frantically doing that. You can go home and watch the stream over, right? And write it all down. But there's a simple way to do it, because I wanted a simple way for everybody to have this, because you're not gonna remember all these five things, okay? But you're gonna need them if you're gonna start rebuilding the trust that might not be there in your relationships. Okay, here we go. When there is a gap between what I expect and what I experience, I will fill it with trust. That's how we're gonna choose to trust, okay? When there's a gap between what I expect and what I experience, I'm gonna fill it with trust, okay? That's the first thing we're doing, is we're going to get out of our own head and try not to go in the places where we go when there's a gap. That we're gonna take that gap and we're gonna choose to fill it with trust. Now, this is not gonna be easy. Just gonna warn you, okay? Don't think, oh, I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna guarantee you, okay? And this is how the enemy works. You're gonna have a gap this week, okay? Your spouse is gonna have a gap, your kids are gonna have a gap, your parents are gonna have a gap, your friends are gonna have a gap, and you're gonna be like, oh, I don't like this. I should have skipped church, okay? I should have skipped, okay? I should have missed that Sunday and not have been there, because now, I gotta put something else in that gap. I don't know if I like this very much, okay? This isn't easy, okay? But it's necessary if you want to build better relationships. It's necessary if you want a better marriage. It's necessary if you want better relationships in your home. It's necessary if you want better relationships with your kids. It's necessary, okay? And why is this hard? Because if there's been a pattern of gaps after gap after gap, this is gonna take time to turn this around. Remember, it's two things. I'm choosing to trust, and we're going to get to this other one shortly in these commitments, and I'm choosing to be trustworthy. I'm not just going to do whatever I want and say, well, it's a gap. Guess what Ed said? You got to fill it with trust. Ha ha. Okay. No, you can't do that. Okay. You can't do that. It's both and. I'm going to choose to trust, and I'm going to choose to be trustworthy and see fewer gaps. Okay. So don't point it out to somebody else if you're not filling those gaps, and if you're not also being trustworthy at the same time. So, when what I expect and what I experience is different, I'm going to fill it with trust. That's where I'm going to build to. And it's going to take time. I'm probably going to fail at it, okay? Probably, you know, the first two out of four times, I'm going to get it wrong. Just accept that this morning. Don't say, oh, it's over, I'm terrible, and quit. Don't do that, okay? Say, next time, I got a little in my head. I got a little bit focused on the wrong thing. I'm going to do better next time. And so work at it. Do not quit on this. Do not give up on this. This is really, really important. Number two, if what I experience begins to erode my trust, I will come directly to you about it. Oh, this is really different, isn't it? This is communication. Yeah. I mean, it's Team Sunday here. Let's just talk about football, right? Isn't that easier? Okay. I just talk about sports and the weather, everything you guys talk about because we don't want to talk about anything else. And so it's just easier for us to do that. Let's just talk about that. We actually have to talk about where there's gaps. Yeah. Yes. So if there's a gap, imagine before you freak out on your teenager, okay, and lose it, and there's a lot of screaming at home, what if you said, do you understand what you're doing? We got a gap here, and this is a problem, because I'm losing my trust in you, which could mean a loss of privileges, okay? What if we had that conversation before it was screaming and yelling and it was bad, right? What if we had those conversations? What if you had a conversation in your marriage about, do you understand that all this overpromising and under-delivering, this is causing a problem, okay? This is causing a problem. My trust in you is eroding because of these gaps. Can we do something about it? We just normally never have the conversation. We just let those gaps get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then our whole relationship falls in and it's over. And it's a mess, and it's a disaster. Again, we're going to stop that by trying to have a conversation about a gap. Hey, there's a gap. You promised to do something, and I'm losing my trust in you because you didn't do it. What can we do about that? How can we rebuild that? What can we do about that? Most of the time, the other person has no idea. Oh, I meant to do it, right? They have very innocent excuses where our mind has gone to, it's the worst, it's terrible, it's awful, right? That's what we do. What if we just had a conversation and we saw the difference that made in the relationship because of that? Number three. Right? Because now we gotta work on this trustworthy part. I commit to do what I say I will do. And when I don't, I will tell you. Could you imagine that Saturday night conversation? Okay? I know I promised this weekend it was going to be the faucet. Okay? But this and this came up and I didn't get to it. Okay? Imagine that, guys. Yes, when your wife got up off the floor from passing out, okay, you could actually then talk about this, right? But do you imagine about that? You'd head off everything else, okay? What comes after that? Well, he just came clean. I can't yell. I can't nag. What can I do, right? Do you understand? You took all the power away that comes from that gap. You just took it away. But I said, yeah, I know. I promised to do that. I didn't do that. I know this seems like, really, it's that simple? Yes. Sometimes it's really simple. Now, not this is easy, okay? But sometimes it is really simple. It is really simple to improve on the relationship. What if instead of 20 minutes late, okay, you text, you called. What am I talking about? It's a teenager, not a call. You text, okay? You absolutely text, okay? And you send a text. I'm running late. We stayed too long. We're trying to... Do you understand? My fault, right? You own it. Guess what you do? You don't come home and have a big blow up. Why? You've already owned it. Yeah, there might still be a conversation. But see, you're owning what you did wrong in creating a gap. The gaps would end if we just started owning when we create them and when we make them and when we cause them to appear. If we just say, yeah, I committed to do that, I didn't. And instead of having to be caught, having to be cornered, having to be, you know, talked about it, we just upfront did it. We just upfront did it. We just upfront said, yep, I blew it. I blew it. I promised to do this. I didn't do this. I'm coming to you and I'm telling you that this didn't get done. Again, not easy, because we're just not used to doing that way and operating that way in relationships, but this could be really, really powerful. Number four, I commit to not overpromise and underdeliver. Okay? Big problem. Okay? Big problem. We overpromise. I'll do it. Because, right, if we just make the promise, they'll stop talking to us, right? They'll stop nagging us. They'll stop bringing it up, okay? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay? Now, there's a second part to this. I commit not to overpromise and underdeliver. But if it looks like that's where things are headed, I'll tell you. Again, you don't have to wait till you get caught. You don't have to wait till there's a blow up. You don't have to wait till there's a problem. Now, I'm owning that I sold you on, oh, this is all going to be done. This is a three-day job at most, right? 4 months later, right? You're still into the project. Come on. We've all been there. We just don't talk about these things openly and honestly, okay? And 4 months in, we're wondering why things are really tense and, like, all our friends don't want to come over to our house, okay? Because they can feel the tension. Our kids know the tension. Well, we just owned it. Yeah, man, yeah, 3 days. Boy. You'd laugh about it, all right? It could be something you could joke about. If you just owned, yeah, I thought it was going to happen. It didn't. And you just start owning our stuff. We just start owning our stuff. I'm telling you, it would make a huge difference. A huge difference. Nobody's going to catch us. Nobody's going to corner us. We just own our stuff. I overpromised. I underdelivered. That's on me. I shouldn't do that. I will do better next time. Okay? And it's not beat up on yourself. I'm the worst person in the world. Okay? It's just owning our mistakes, owning when we're wrong, so that we can deal with the gaps that are in our relationships. Number five, last one. If you confront me about the gaps I've created, this is important. I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes we spend more time thinking up an excuse than actually doing it. What we're supposed to do. That's what we do. That's what we do, right? We all have watched too many law shows. We know how to do a great case, okay? We know how to plead our case greatly because we've thought this through, okay? And there's a reason why this didn't happen. But what if again, okay, so now we didn't do what we're supposed to do. We should have just came clean and said, yeah, I did this. Okay, now I'm in that confronting mode. And that's the mode where we normally do what? Okay, we go into full defense. Okay, man, we get out the Iron Dome. We got out everything in place. Okay, this is war now. I'm being confronted. I've got to defend myself. And instead of doing that, here's the truth. I blew it. I didn't do it. We could have done this. I didn't do this. Just tell the truth. Where'd the money go? Why are you late? Right? Why didn't this get done? What about this? We said we would get this accomplished. We said we were going to start doing this. What if we just told the truth? There's a reason that Jesus told the people in John 8 that the truth will set you free. There's a reason he said that, okay? Because it just gives all the power to the right side, which is the side of the truth. Everybody wants us to pick a side, okay? I don't know about you, the best choice you have to make when you have a side is pick the side of the truth, okay? That's the best side you can always pick, okay? Pick that side. I'm on that side, okay? Because I don't know about you, I've been cornered in situations before where, oh, you gotta pick a side, you gotta pick a side. I'm on the side of the truth, okay? That's what side I'm on, okay? What's true and right in this situation. I'm on that side, okay? So get on that side. And if you've created a gap, and all of a sudden you didn't own it and you didn't talk about it, and now you're getting confronted. Let's not put up all our defenses. Let's just tell the truth and watch what that can do. Okay? You understand the difference this would make is incredible. Even if you just started on this, you are not going to get this perfect. I am not going to get this perfect. There are no perfect people in this room or watching online. None of us are perfect. Okay? That's the first thing I want you to understand. Okay? And probably you're going to blow this in the next 3 days. Okay? I'm just guessing because I'm going by my own timetable. Okay? I'm going to probably blow this in 3 days. Okay? So you're probably going to blow this in 3 days. Okay? And then you're going to get back up and try again. Why? Because relationships are that important. The other people in this relationship are that important. Then I have got to do something different. We got to get a different result. We got to do something different than we've always been doing. And I'm telling you, the difference would be incredible. On the bottom of this card is a question. Okay? It's a question. Okay? And we're going to get to that in a moment. Here's the last thing I want to remind you of. Trust is the currency of relationships. Okay? Want to know how you're doing relationally? Trust is the currency. It's the money. Okay? It is the money. So here's my question this morning. When you're thinking about your family, when you're thinking about your friends, when you're thinking about your marriage. Ready for this? Are your relationships poor or rich? Are they poor or rich? Just looking at them real quickly. Real quick evaluation. They poor or rich? And I'm telling you, that conclusion is going to be on how much trust there is. Are you filling the gaps of trust? Are you being trustworthy? On the bottom of the card, there's this question. When you start thinking about these commitments, these ways that you're going to build trust and start being trustworthy in your relationships, what am I doing today to build trust in my relationships? What am I doing today to build trust in my relationships? That means, am I creating gaps today? Well, that's not going to create trust. I got to come clean on some of this, right? Am I putting trust in gaps? Am I choosing to be a trustworthy person, or am I just making promises to get people off my backs? What am I doing, okay? What am I doing? What are you doing today? Today. So you're going to see these commitments, and then you're going to see this question. You're going to ask, what did I do today to build trust in my relationships? What did I do today? Because that's the only thing I control. What does I do right now? Okay? Some of us have created patterns of mistrust, and we got to do something different because that's what we've created. Okay? So we got to start living differently and do something different starting right now. Okay? So you can't go back. Okay? You can't go back, and you can't fix anything. You can build better going forward. And that's what I want for all of us. For all of you watching, for all of you in the room, that's what I want for all of us, that we would build better and build trust in all our relationships moving forward. But what are you going to do today to do that? What needs to change today? What do you need to do different today? And leaving here, you're going to start doing that so that you start building trust in your relationships. So again, we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to help us with this because we need help, right? We need help. It's what we found out this week. All this examine me, O Lord. Stop examine me, O Lord, was the prayer Monday morning. I don't know about you. Just like, oh my goodness, okay? And now it's, what am I going to do today? Today. To start closing these gaps, to fill gaps of trust, and choosing to be a trustworthy person. I'm just going to pray and ask God to help us. Because we need help accomplishing this, seeing what we're doing, and seeing it fulfilled today. So let's pray, and then we're going to worship together one more time. Heavenly Father, most of us, if we were ever asked, would say our relationships are good. They're good. Could they be improved? Yeah, they might be better. But when we start examining an area like this, then we start realizing, oh, I didn't know I was doing that. And I pray, Father, as we just think about gaps this morning, gaps in our marriage and in our family, with our kids, with our parents, gaps in our friendships, gaps even in a family of believers, in a church, gaps happen. What do we do about those gaps? It makes all the difference. So would you help us, Father, to do something different today? Some of us just need to go home and own our stuff. Made a lot of promises and never delivered them. We just need to own it. Because it would just pave the way for something different. Some of us need to go home and start doing what we said we would do. Would you just reveal to us what we need to do? And would you help us every day to ask, what am I doing today to build trust in my relationships? And then give us the strength to do it. Because on our own, we're going to fail. And with you helping us, we can do better. And we can be trustworthy people, and we can fill gaps with trust and see what you will do in our relationships. So, Father, thank you. Remind us, this is not a moment to beat ourselves up. You paid it all for us to be forgiven, for the guilt to be gone, for sin to be forgiven and cleansed. And we ask now that you would just help us to move forward and build trust in all our relationships. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.